Hi, welcome today. I'm Russell Evans. I pray that this is a blessing to you. We're going to be speaking on the power of praise and what actually happens when you praise. It blesses you, but also creates an atmosphere for God to move. Why don't you sit back and enjoy and listen and get an impartation for the power of praise. Today, I'm going to be speaking on the power of praising God. But first of all, let's establish why we praise God. Is we praise God because He's great. The Bible says in Psalm 96 verse 4, "For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods." Psalm 145 verse 3 says, "Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom." Revelation 4:11 says, "You are worthy, O Lord and God, to receive glory, honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they are created and have their being." So first of all, we see that we praise God because He's great. Everyone say, God is great. We looked at last week, God is good. But God is not just good, He's great. He's all-powerful. He's the only one worthy of praise. And so that's why we praise Him. But let's talk about what happens when we praise God, the power of praise. What happens when you and I praise God with our life? What happens when we praise God? What is the result of that? We see that praising God actually helps us individually. Praising God is useful and favorable for us. By praising God, we're reminded of the greatness of God. His power and presence in our life is reinforced in our understanding. Psalm 135 verse 3 says, "Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises to His name, for that is pleasant." So praising God actually helps us. This side might get it. Praising God actually helps us. All right, cool. Well, try this side. Praising God actually helps us. Now, if I had something that would help you, that's a good thing, right? You go to the doctor and you get some medication for help. So I feel so sick, and you get some stuff to help you. That's cool. But here's the deal. Praising God helps you beyond what you could even imagine. I was born in Papua New Guinea. I know that's hard to believe, but I am. I'm an albino Papuan. Pastor Leonie was born in Papua New Guinea too. Her parents were missionaries and so were mine. We are the whitest Papua New Guineans you have ever seen. When I go in the sun, I turn from white to red really quickly. And it never turns to brown. It always goes into my skin falling off. You know, and then, yeah. I am jealous of every person whose skin is darker than white. I would like it so that I could go out and get a tan and look incredibly good looking, but I'm bald and white. I shine in the dark though. You could roll me in and light up a room. When I smile, they're not even real teeth, so they're not going to shine either. Some of you go, "Aren't they real teeth?" No, some of them aren't. Too much sweet things, because I'm so sweet. Anyway, I was born in Papua New Guinea. My parents were missionaries, and my mum, she was a pretty strong lady, and if there's choice with it, whoever would give me a ministry time with the Bible says spare the rod, spoil the child, so who would sometimes discipline me, I would always pick my dad, because he'd feel sorry for me and he would cry, and that was awesome. I'd cry and that'd make him cry. Where my mum, just something would come over and she'd start singing, and "My Redeemer lives, cha cha cha." My mum's amazing, actually. And so we're there. My mum gets hepatitis. She's sick. I'm about 2. My brother's about 7. And she's sleeping in her own room because she's not well. She wakes up in the middle of the night and hears a noise. So she gets her flashlight, her torch. Her torch is for the Australians. Flashlight's for all the Americans. And she began, or all those who've been to American schools who watch American TV that don't understand what a torch is, this is Australia, it's called a torch, all right? Just want you to know, torch, all right, cool. And we put you in words. Favour has you in it. Colour has you in it. If you tell the Americans, speak English. Just kidding. By the way, Pastor Laura and Pastor Poncho are going back to America on Monday to launch Planet Shakers Austin next year. And so our prayers are with them. We love Americans. If you're watching on TV, someone's saying, collect offering buckets. There's a little sign. The collection buckets are going to go by you now. Okay. Thank you for someone at the back reminding me to collect the buckets. Thank you. I was going to do it in 5 minutes, but you just hurried me up. No, I'm just kidding. So, my mum's got hepatitis. Where she's sick and she hears a noise. She gets her flashlight and she shines it above her bed and there's a snake hanging down above her going like, eat of the fruit from the tree. No, it didn't do that. If it did, she'd be smoking something, right? Right. We don't believe in that here, by the way. Just want you to know that, right? Just for, if someone goes back to, from church and saying, Pastor Russell, and so the snake. So she screams. She's ah! And my dad comes in. He gets a snake. He wrestles it. He's rolling around, breaks its neck, whips its head off. I don't know if that happened, but it sounded good anyway. And I've just made myself dizzy from going around and around. I'm like, where am I? I'm enjoying myself anyway. Some of you are like. So my mum actually has a nervous breakdown and goes into depression because of this experience and because she's sick. So we have to go back to Australia. And we're back in Australia. My mum gets put in a psychiatric hospital for a little while. And she had people pray for her. Nothing happened. When they prayed for her, she people would say, well, there must be demonic activity and, you know, and all that stuff. And nothing seemed to help her. In fact, she was at times, and my mum's not like this, she's a very loving, merciful lady. There'll be times that my brother and I were having, we were real young, you know, we might be fighting over something. It'd be usually generated by him because he was way more selfish than me. I was usually like, here you go, here, it's all yours. No, it's mine. You know, that he was a selfish brother. I was like, angel. My brother and I had good fights, you know, because he was bigger than me. So one time he locked me out of this room with the glass door and he was watching TV and he wouldn't let me in. He's like, ah, good show. And I used to have a bad temper back then, so I put my foot through the plain glass and that wasn't a good experience. So anyway, when my mum would start getting these thoughts, Russell, throw him in the wall, right? And that wasn't her natural thinking. She was just getting bombarded and she'd have this thing come over her and she'd be depressed and discouraged and she would wake up every morning unhappy and down. And so one day she was asking God, she was actually saying, well, God, what's all the problem? Why is this happening in my life? Why? And God said to her, praise me. She said, well, how can I praise you when this is happening? He said, praise me because I'm good. Praise me in all things. So my mum said, all right, I'll try that. So she got up in the morning, next morning, and she's like, I praise you, God, you're good. You're awesome. She didn't feel like it. She felt heavy. She felt down, but she praised God. And she said after two or three, four or five minutes of praising God, all of a sudden this heaviness would lift and she'd feel love and joy and peace and she'd feel totally different. You know, the Bible's got a scripture for this. He says, put on the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So praise is something that you put on. You decide, today I'm going to praise God no matter what situation. And so she'd praise him and things would change. She would, not her circumstances necessarily change, but how she saw her circumstances change. And so she would, her whole demeanor changed because her praising was good for her. Praising God actually helped her feel good. We praise God not only because it helps us, but praising God changes the atmosphere around our lives. When we praise God, the atmosphere changes. Your mindset changes. How you look at things change. You praise God. It's funny. I've been talking about letting our words be praise unto God, and talked about, it's just, you know, when somebody cuts you off, instead of getting mad at them, say, praise God. God bless you. Nice sneeze there. That's fantastic. That's good. She doesn't smell that much. It's okay. Just kidding. Some of you are going, what are you doing? I don't know what I'm doing. Anything could happen. I'm driving this week and this person really annoyed me and cut me off. And I'm like, what an idiot. Praise God for them. Praise God for them. But praising God changes the atmosphere over your life. Psalm 8:2 says this, you have taught children and infants to tell of your strength, silencing your enemies and all those who oppose you. 2 Chronicles chapter 5, 13, 14 says, and the trumpeters and singers perform together in great unison to praise and give thanks to the Lord. Accompanied by trumpets, cymbals and instruments, they raise their voices and praise the Lord with his words. He is good, his faithfulness endures forever. And at that moment, a thick cloud filled the temple of the Lord, and the priests could not continue their service because the cloud, for the glorious presence of the Lord, filled the temple of God. You see, praise changes atmospheres around your life. Negativity creates an atmosphere. Small thinking creates an atmosphere, but praise creates an atmosphere. And God wants us to be atmosphere changers. But not only does it change the atmosphere, the Bible says, a famous scripture, Psalm 22, verse 3, but you are holy, O Lord, O you who dwell in the holy place where the praises of Israel are offered. Another version says, God inhabits the praises of his people. So where there's praises to God, he inhabits. That word inhabit means to dwell, to live in, or stay as a permanent resident. When we praise God, he dwells in our lives. Not only does Jesus live in me, because I ask him into my life, but I activate his presence in my life when I praise him, because praise makes me conscious of him and praise actually attracts him. We talk about, God, let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So what's heaven like? It's full of praises of God. So we have our earthly situation, and how do we bring heaven to our earthly situations? It's by praising God, because the atmosphere of heaven is praise. See, praise affects you, it affects the devil, and it affects God. See, when you praise, you have a godly mindset. You have a heavenly atmosphere. When you praise God, it attracts God to work on your behalf. And when you praise God, the devil flees. I love a thing about God. God is so cool. He's so cool. He's cool. Some people used to paint God as a big, boring old dude in heaven with a big long beard that liked whacking people when they were naughty. No, God, he is creative. He's full of love. He's full of peace. He's full of joy. He's full of power. So you want love, peace, joy, creativity in your life. How that gets attracted is by praise. How that gets released is by praise. So God inhabits the praises of his people. Who wants God to inhabit your life? Who wants God to inhabit your circumstances? Who wants God to inhabit your family? Who wants God to inhabit your finance? Who wants God to inhabit your being? Well, when you praise him, the Bible says he comes and dwells. He inhabits the praises of his people. There's a scripture, there's a story in the Bible, so cool. Paul and Silas. By the way, let's talk about praise for a moment. Again, we're going to continue. But isn't it amazing that the devil was the worship leader of heaven before he got prideful? He was, and we heard at a conference a few years ago, a great sermon by Pastor Robert Morris on how the devil was created to be the worship leader of heaven. So he understands worship. He understands the atmosphere of heaven. And the Bible says because he got prideful, he got cast down to the earth and he became ruler of the earth. And so he can now no longer enter the presence of God. He can no longer worship God. He can't have the privilege of worshiping God like you and I do. But Satan was made up of three different instruments in his being. Number one was stringed instruments. Number two was wind instruments. And number three were percussive instruments. So God, this is what I love about God. God's so cool. That God says, because Satan, you've fallen, you've been cast down, I'm going to raise up worshipers who remind you of what you can't do anymore. And I'm going to raise them out of the dust of the earth and I'm going to breathe in them and I'm going to call them human beings. And I'm going to create in them stringed instruments called vocal cords that they can use to make a noise of praise and a sound of praise. I'm going to create in them lungs which would create a sound that would be like a wind instrument that comes out of their bodies. And I'm going to give them hands and I'm going to give them feet and they're going to become percussive instruments. So I'm going to let them show you what you used to be able to do but you can't do anymore. And every time they clap, every time they dance, every time they sing, every time they shout, every time they declare the goodness of God, you remind the devil that he can't do that anymore. That's why praise affects him. Would somebody give him some pain? And would somebody give him some praise? Woo! See, when the devil comes in and tries to push you. See, where does sickness come from? The devil. Where does depression come from? The devil. Where does broken lives come from? The devil. So how do you get the devil back? You say, hey, devil, you might say this situation says that, but my God is bigger than you, and I'm going to use the things that you used to be able to do, and I'm going to praise God, and I'm going to say, hey, you don't affect me no more. He is bigger than you because my G-O-D is B-I-G. Paul and Silas, they're walking down the streets. They're like, let's go pray. Okay, man, let's go pray. They're on their way to pray. And this girl who's full of demons, who could read the future, and she had owners that would get her to read fortunes and get money from them because she was had this ability that wasn't given from God. It was actually a demonic ability, and she would foretell the future on people, and people would make money. So Paul and Silas were on their way to pray, but when there's something in you, it attracts. And she began to follow them and say, these are servants of the Most High God. Let me ask you, when people come into contact with you, do they notice there's something different about you? Do they notice that there's a peace even in a storm? Do they notice that you have joy even when people are going through tough times? Do they notice that you're compassionate and loving? Do they notice that you're honoring? Do they notice that you're generous? You see, there was something about Paul and Silas, not even saying a word, got the attention of somebody. And she begins to say, these are servants of the Most High God. These are servants of the Most High God. They'll teach you the way of salvation. These are servants of the Most High God. And she keeps following them, not just for an hour or two, not even for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, but for days following. These are servants of the Most High God. After a little while, Paul gets a little annoyed, not at her, but at the spirit that's behind getting her to speak this. And he says to the spirit, be gone, and it's gone, and she gets set free. So now she no longer has the ability to read fortune. So the owners are mad because they can't make money out of her anymore. And they take Paul and Silas to the jail or to the courtroom. And they say, these people don't believe what we believe. And they declare the name of Jesus. So because they declared the name of Jesus, they get put in jail. and not just put in jail. The Bible says they were beaten and they were put into the closest maximum security that you could find, and they put, you know, shackles on them. And so they're in jail for doing what? Saying the name Jesus. That's all they're in jail for. That's a pretty hard day, right? You're going to pray, you're a good person, and you just say, in Jesus' name, not even to the person, but to the spirit that's controlling that person. And because of that, you end up in jail. It's crazy. And so they're in jail. And as they're in jail, the Bible says at about midnight. I love that because midnight represents a new day to me. It doesn't represent a dark hour. It represents the ticking over to the next day. And about midnight, they're in their shackles, and the Bible says they begin to praise, they begin to sing and pray unto God. Now, here's the thing. The people who put them in jail were judges. And if you look up the word judge, it means magistrate, and it's like a low court judge magistrate. If you look up the word God, it means supreme court magistrate. So here's the deal. Situation in life gets rulings put over your life. But as you praise, you appeal to the supreme court judge, the ruler of the universe. You see, whinging and complaining does nothing. Praising changes something. See, your complaints and your negativity will never get the attention of the Supreme Court judge of the universe. But your praise to him attracts him, because praise is established that you are believing him no matter what your flesh says. You're declaring he is God. So they begin to praise, and the Bible says, and the other prisoners were listening. Here's the first point about this part. Praise attracts people. When you praise God, it attracts God. Praise to God attracts people. They were listening. What's going on here? What are these guys doing? They were listening. You see, the devil doesn't want praise to God to go up because he doesn't want people to be attracted to God. Attracts people. Then the Bible says in verse 26, and suddenly there was a massive earthquake and the prison was shaken, listen to this, was shaken to its foundations. Everyone say foundations. And the doors immediately flew open and the chains of every prisoner fell off. So the second thing that we see here, praise shakes the foundations. This is pretty amazing. It just doesn't shake the room. It just doesn't shake the person. It shakes the foundations that everything is based on. So if you have a stronghold in your life, if you have something that everything in your life has been based on, when you praise God, it shakes the foundations that's controlling you and inhibiting you from being who God called you to be. It just doesn't shake the room, just doesn't shake the light bulb. It shakes the foundation, because praise releases the power of God to shift what everything was based upon. The foundations begin to shake. The deepest of strongholds must bow as we praise. You say, I've got these strongholds in my life. I've got these addictions in my life. Well, here's the first thing. Why don't you just start praising God every day? God, I don't understand what's going on. I don't know how I got here, but I'm going to praise you, and I'm going to praise you, and I'm going to praise you until the foundations begin to get rocked. But the second thing, the Bible says, and the shut doors came open. Praise to God opens the shut opportunities in your life to open up to possibilities. Instead of getting upset at something, praise God. Say, God, I thank you. I don't understand what's going on, but I praise you. You think about my mum. She had these shut opportunities in her life life wasn't going good, but she decided to praise God. And she decided every day, even though I feel, I'm going to praise God. Guess who was listening all through my teenage years, all through my young, even before teenage years, I was listening to my mum get up in the morning. Oh God, I don't understand everything, but I praise you. I don't understand why I'm going through, but I praise you. I'd hear her praise. God, I praise you for my boys, Ashley and Russell. I praise you that your hands upon them. I praise you that you're going to use them greatly for your glory. I praise you that the enemy won't win. I praise you. And I'd hear her praising. What was happening as she was praising? This little boy was understanding that there's a God who's bigger than anything. Praise. My mum eventually had this encounter with God that totally saw her set free from this depression. But you know what my mum did for the next 30 years of her life? She taught people who were in similar situations and circumstances that the mess can become a message, that the story can become his story. And she, instead of having closed doors, she had open possibilities, because praise turned everything around. Praising God allowed God to inhabit the praises and to shift those doors that seem shut, that seem impenetrable, that seem impossible. As she praised God, God opened up the doors. Guess what her sons are known for, but particularly Planet Shakers? We're known for our praise. We're known for the declaration of God and the way to praise God. That's what happens. Her praise not only opened doors for herself and other people, but you today are here because a mother decided, God, I don't understand what's going on, but there's doors that seem in the way, but they're really openings for possibilities. Would somebody give God a praise in this place? There are people who have business opportunities. You've had situations that seem close. I'm here prophetically to tell you today, praise God for the opening. Might take 1 week, it might take 1 year, but I know this, he who started a good work will bring it to completion. I know this, that my God is able to do far above, super abundantly beyond all I dare ask or think or imagine. Well, that's why I understand, no matter what doors are shut in front of me, I will praise God. No matter what the situation says, because my G-O-D is B-I-G. My God is bigger, he is stronger, he is powerful. Would somebody give me? Not only does praise get the attraction of people, not only does praise shake the foundations, not only does praise allow God to open the shut doors, chains fall off when we praise. See, you can walk through a door and still have chains on, but God wants to shake the foundations. He wants to open the door and he wants to set you free. You say, how do you explain it? The only way I can explain it is God. It's not a method. It's just an understanding. God's given us tools for victory. And praise he is attracted to, because praise is the sound of heaven. And in heaven, there's no weakness. There's no lack. There's no sickness. There's no poverty. There's no depression. In heaven, it's joy, fullness, provision, blessing, and abundance. And so when I praise, I attract that atmosphere over my life. But not only the atmosphere, I attract God of the atmosphere. Chains fall off. There are people here and you have chains holding you down. Why do you think the devil doesn't want you to pray? He wants to bind your hands. He wants you to be bound. He wants you to, you know, that song that we learned today, that my defenses, I pull them down. The devil doesn't want you to get free. He wants you to be bound. He wants you to be in prison. He wants you to be in the room where the door is locked. What happened after this is the jailer who had beaten, Paul and Silas, and he wanted to put them in chains, freaks out because the prison is now open. the chains are now off the prisoners and he's freaking out. But not one prisoner moves. They stay there. They don't cause a riot, because when God steps in, there's no riot. There's peace and order. And the person who was in charge of the prison falls down to his knees and he's about to kill himself. And Paul and Silas says, "Don't touch yourself." And then they tell them about Jesus and their whole family gets saved. And in fact, the prison warden is the one who heals the wounds of Paul and Silas, and he feeds them. You see, what praise does is your enemies are turned around when you praise. The Bible says, "He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, as I dwell in the house of the Lord forever." See, enemies are turned around. I'm not just talking about people. People are never enemies. There are situations that come your way that are enemies to your destiny, enemies to your promise. And what praise does is he turns those around, because the Bible says, knowing this, all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. What does it say? All things, not some things, all things work together. That's why I can praise, because all things, I don't understand what's going on, but all things work together for good. Lastly, praise creates revivals to take place. You're sitting here, there's 12,500 people in our church. We have 10 services, 11 services over the weekend. Then you add kids' services in as well. 11 services. Boom on Friday night, have over 800 people here on Friday night. Place is rocking. We have now a church that's going to be in Austin, Texas. We got one in LA. We've got one in South Africa. Planet Shakers started out of a conference that God spoke me to, told me to start, about empowering generations to win generations. Encounters with God. You receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you to be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the outermost parts of the earth. And Planet Shakers, we started the conference. And there was some defining moments in the conference. One was a moment where we praise supernaturally for 21 minutes, because they recorded it, 21 minutes at over 110 decibels. That 4,000 in that meeting that day stood up and praised God. That's hard to do for 21 minutes. That's almost impossible to do. And there was this praise that broke open that place and just opened something. The conference eventually grew to 28,000, 26,000, 30,000. Delegates, but then out of that came this church, 12,500 people in under 12 years and growing. Out of that came South Africa campus, which is now over 1,500. Out of that came Los Angeles. Out of that has come, you know, what's going to happen in Austin and the campuses that are around Melbourne here. What is happening is a move of God is happening. And there's churches all over the globe that are saying, "Hey, how can we partner with what is the atmosphere of faith on this place?" Really, it's not anything to do with us. It's just that we've decided to praise God. It's just that we've decided to release a sound that releases God to do what he does. It's us that says, "Hey, we praise, we feel good for it," but the praise actually changes cities, nations. Praise. See, God wants to take us a whole new level in our praise. Let our vocab be that of praise. The Bible says, "Let the praises of God be continually in my mouth." Imagine if it's God's praises continually in your mouth. Guess what happens? God inhabits the praises of his people. He dwells in the praises of his people. That means God is dwelling continually in your atmosphere, not just in you, but upon you and around you. That God is released as we praise. And then what happens is that people are listening and they see, wow, there's something attractive about that. And not only are they attracted, but they get free out of their prison cell. They get free out of their bondages. They get free, and all of a sudden, enemies are now feeding the people who had put them in prison. And all of a sudden, revivals start happening. You know, statistically, in the history of Australia, this church is possibly the fastest growing church ever to be planted in 12 years. 12,500 people in 12 years has never been done before. Now, that's got nothing to do with me. That's got nothing to do with Sam. It's got nothing to do other than we've decided to praise Him. It's got to do with we believe Him. We believe what He says. We believe what He says about our families. We believe what He says about our cities. We believe what He says about our continent. We believe what He says about the nations. And so we're going to praise Him. You know, you go, 12,500 people is good, but really, we haven't seen a city one yet. But we will. We'll be a part of that. We haven't seen nations bow yet, but we're all on the journey to that. We've been part of doing so many great things for God, but there is so much more. And I'm determined that our next level comes in our praise. Our next level comes in our praise to Him, because He moves when we praise. So, after listening to this sweaty, bald guy, Bible says faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. If I was you, I would just go, you know what? I just got to praise God. I got to remind the devil that he no longer can do this, number one. Number two, God is worthy of praise, so I'm going to praise Him anyway. Number three, it makes me feel good as I pray, so why wouldn't I do that? Number four, it changes the atmosphere over my life when I praise. Not only that, it attracts people to God as I praise. Not only that, it shakes things to the foundation. Not only that, prison doors come open. Not only that, chains come off. Not only that, enemies that are against me become those who serve me. Not only that, revival come. Would somebody from the back to the front, to the left, the right, give God a praise? Hallelujah.